Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Vukovich. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Champion. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Briggs. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Briggs steals second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards second. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter fires to first and picks off Dent. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser bunts towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Horta moves to third. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing bunts towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. Sharp moves to second. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Briggs. Sharp scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovich hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Vukovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Dent moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent scores. There goes Kelly trying to get to home. Coluccio throws the ball into Porter who tags Kelly who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tom Murphy now pitching. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hansen pinch hits for John Vukovic. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Bob Coluccio. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Forster now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hanson scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Scott moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Forster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Money now playing third base. Ken Berry now playing center field. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.